This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As of this week, if you step foot on the New York City transit system, subways and buses, you got to wear a mask or risk a $50 fine. Other countries are imposing penalties too, $220 in Singapore, $130 in England. It's happening here in the States as well, a whopping $400 in Glendale here in Southern California. But does fining people actually work? As Marketplace's Scott Tong reports, behavioral economists have some thoughts.
Say I really want you to do something. I can give you $5 for doing it, or take away $5 if you don't. Same incentive, same results, right? Nope. Economist Tatiana Hamanoff studies economics and behavior at New York University.
It might be nice to be rewarded $5, but it's really painful to lose $5. I experience that loss more strongly than I do that gain.
The fancy term for this is loss aversion. And for policymakers trying to nudge people's behavior, it may be better to take away than to give.
We've seen a lot of evidence that incentives that are framed as losses instead of framed as gains, so penalties instead of bonuses or sticks instead of carrots, are more effective.
Hamanoff did a study on plastic shopping bags in the Washington, D.C. area in cities and counties that tried to limit their use for environmental reasons. Some gave 5-cent rewards to shoppers avoiding the bags at checkout, and others taxed people 5 cents for using them. The tax had a huge impact.
Prior to the tax, about 80% of customers used a disposable bag when they shopped. That decreased by about 40 percentage points, so cut in about half.
She found that the small 5-cent tax worked even in the richest neighborhoods, whereas cities that gave bonuses to shoppers who declined plastic bags saw zero change in behavior. Hamanoff takes no position on masks, but clearly some policymakers hope penalties are effective. And there could be another psychological force at work here. Behavioral scientist Gretchen Chapman at Carnegie Mellon says penalties also signal authority to people who think,
oh, hey, the governor is really serious about people wearing a mask. Maybe I sort of want to do what the governor wants me to do, or somehow it raises the specter for me that this is an important public health behavior.
Sounds like a case for Big Brother, assuming fines are actually enforced. But hold on. Behavioral scientists have also found that bans and fines have a cost.
The idea that somebody else or something else is going to control us, we push back.
That's behavioral economist David Just at Cornell, talking about a concept called reactance, people asserting their freedom when it's taken away.
In bathrooms, when there are signs telling us not to graffiti, there are certain people who see those signs and it's a challenge.
You know who you are.
You actually find that if you have somewhat threatening signs, you get more graffiti than you would if you didn't have the sign.
And if you tell people to wear masks, some will do the opposite. A poll from the Brookings Institution finds that the number one reason people don't wear them is they feel it's their right not to. So how do you overcome that? David Just suggests a high and punitive tax is more likely to work. But like a lot of things in this pandemic, we're still waiting for the data to come in. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.